In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and travel back with us to the 1960s, because we have a great show in store for you today.
And it turned into a hot summer out there now, so we have some cool songs for you.
You know, the sunny afternoons are especially hot.
They are.
Mm-hmm. And that just happens to be a song by the Kinks, written by their chief songwriter, Ray Davies. It was released as a single on June 3rd, 1966. It went to number one in the UK singles chart, remaining there for 2 weeks. The track also went to number one in Ireland on July 14th, 1966. In America, it peaked at number 14 on the Billboard Top 10. So it's an international hit. Here's Sunny Afternoon.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me home, blazing on a sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me, and I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her mom park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
That was a pretty good song.
I'm telling you, it went to number 14 on the top 10. It's like
no,
I said.
It was on the top 100.
Whatever.
That was a very good song. I thought it was going to be a bad song because you're giving me Ireland, you're giving me the UK. So I thought it was going to be, oh, no.
Give me time. Wait.
Oh.
In May of 1961, FCC Chairman Newton Minow claims that television is a vast wasteland.
What does a minnow know?
good point. But evidently, he must have seen reality shows coming in the future.
So instead of watching television, just tune in to WHRU 101.5 FM, and you just might hear a summer song.
Really?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Which was recorded by the English pop music duo Chad and Jeremy. It said the pair was sitting around jamming on four chords, and they came up with the song. They never thought the song could possibly be a single, but it was a pretty romantic song. Unfortunately, it did not reach the Billboard Hot 100 chart. I don't lie like you do. But it went to number two for 6 weeks on the Adult Contemporary chart. Here's a summer song.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
In 1961, the yo-yo became the newest craze and was the largest selling toy. Remember the yo-yo?
I know. Those are cool.
I couldn't stand them. Because once you let go and they didn't come back up, you had to sit there and rewind.
Well, you had to hold on to the string.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
What do we have here? By golly, it's a yo-yo. Gadzooks! A genuine Duncan Jr. yo-yo.
You heard him, kids. A genuine Duncan Jr. yo-yo return top. And are they fun? They're actually very special yo-yos. See? They're about the size of a half dollar, made of plastic in bright colors, and they're free. Yes, that's the big news. You can get a Junior yo-yo free inside each special package of Post Grape Nuts Flakes and Post Sugar Crisp. Each Duncan Jr. yo-yo return top is in two colors, and there are four color combinations. And boy, are they fun. Remember, there's a Duncan Jr. yo-yo in every special package of Post Grape Nuts Flakes, the training table cereal, and Post Sugar Crisp, the favorite honey and sugar-coated cereal you eat three ways. Look for the Duncan Jr. Yo-Yo on both packages.
And get yours today. They're free.
And they're free.
They're free.
Free.
I like how they brag that they have four color combinations, but TVs are in black and white. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1961, August 13th, a day that shook the world. East Germany closes the border between East and West Berlin. Khrushchev orders construction of a wall to prevent East Germans from escaping to freedom. Eventually, the wall would be 26 miles long. Listen to that fateful announcement.
August 13th, 1961, was the day the Cold War heated up. German citizens awoke to the sounds of the Berlin Wall being constructed. What had been a city divided by politics became a city divided by stone. When World War II ended, the defeated country of Germany and its capital city of Berlin were divided in half. The Soviet Union controlled the east, and the Allied powers of England, France, and the United States occupied the west. West Berlin was the only breach in the impenetrable Iron Curtain. It had long provided an escape route for thousands upon thousands of communism's top professionals and intellectuals. At the UN, President Kennedy made the Allied position clear.
There is a dangerous crisis in Berlin, and there is. It is because of threats against the vital interests and the deep commitments of the Western powers and the freedom of West Berlin. We cannot yield these interests. We cannot fail these commitments. We cannot surrender the freedom of these people for whom we are responsible.
During this period, over 100,000 people attempted to escape and over 5,000 people succeeded in escaping over the wall. And that's the way it was way back when.
And all of that happened in the summertime.
Of course it did, because that's what we're doing today.
Which just happens to be a song on a studio album by Big Brother and the Holding Company. It was their last album with Janis Joplin as lead singer. It is also listed in the book, 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. Now that's a pretty cheerful subject.
Well, but I'm going to be hearing one.
Enjoy Janis Joplin at her finest with Summertime.
No, don't you cry. gonna rise up singing. You're gonna spread your wings, shout and take to the sky. Nothing's going to harm you now. Na 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 na. Don't you cry.
I do like Janis Joplin.
Okay.
That's the only way I can take this song, because I do like her. But it didn't hit anything on the charts, did it, my love?
It was one of the 10,000 songs, whatever, which doesn't narrow it down that much, that you have to listen to before you die.
Mm, I heard it.
See?
Now I'm happy.
You're good to go.
Now I can go.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Airlines, now offering our fabulous frequent flyers discount program. Yes, after you've flown as few as 260 million miles on Ed's, on your next trip, we'll allow you or a friend of your choice to pay double our usual fare for just half price.
That's a good deal. We got to get in on that.
I like that one. So you get so lazy when it's hot in the summer.
You do.
And I'm almost too lazy to even play my last song. I'm just joking. This song's better than your songs. It is a popular song by the 1960s band Spanky and Our Gang. And it peaked at number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart after its 1967 release. It was featured on The Ed Sullivan Show and sold over 1 million copies. Here's Lazy Day.
Blanket of stars. What a day.
In 1961, Elvis Presley gives his last live performance for 8 years. He spends all those years eating his peanut butter and banana sandwiches and trying to fit into his white jumpsuit.
Summer can be a fun time, or it can just give you the blues. Oh, but you're going to love this song, Toots.
Okay.
You're
going to
love it.
All right.
The American rock band Blue Cheer recorded their version of this song in 1967 and included it on their 1968 release entitled Vincibus Eruptum.
Oh, what a name.
But you take shots for that and you're okay. the single peaked at number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. Crank it up to 11 and enjoy Summertime Blues.
Raise a fuss, Lord, I got to raise a holler. A battle working on summer just to try to earn a dollar. But Lord, I tried to call my baby, I tried to get a date. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, Lord, there ain't no for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mama, papa told me, son, you got to make some money. Well, if you want to use a car to go right next Sunday. But Lord, I didn't go to work, I told the boss I was sick, he said. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue. I've got to take the weeks, I've got to have up on vacation. I've got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, whoa, dick is boy. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune. You say-